We're here to demonstrate that GNAS is committed to the community. We're here to share some of our exciting developments around what we're planning to do, in particular around modernising our aircraft fleet, and share that with all of the stakeholders on the Isle of Man. The pre-hospital emergency medical critical care treatment that we can provide is absolutely vital for patients that have had a significant incident or injury.
And in terms of that emergency care, I know since our last interview in April, that's about three, four months ago, the service has responded to about six calls.
That's right. So far, from three road traffic collisions, two assaults, and one traumatic cardiac arrest.
When the news was announced about needing the fundraising and things like that, did you guys notice the reaction from the island?
Absolutely. We picked that up from the social media activity that was going on. We definitely picked up the support, and in reciprocating that support, that's why we have, you know, stepped up our fundraising profile by employing somebody on the aisle, and we're here to make sure that we foster those engagements with those senior leaders to let them know of the support we can bring.
That 54,000 figure, is that solely collections from the island?
Yeah, that's solely from residents on the Isle of Man. We have significant contribution from the Peel charity shop, so that's 54,000 solely from residents on the Isle so far.
With meeting the chief executive, I know you said you are hopeful and, you know, you are positive that it'll help strengthen relations. Is it something that if Manx Care says yes, we have the funding, is that something that could come into effect as soon as possible?
Given that we've got we've shared the risk, in the sense that we've agreed to fundraise for the specific equipment, and then we're on a pay-per-use basis. So if we're not needed, then there's no cost outlay for the Manx Care, which is ideal for them. If we are needed, then it's because the patient requires our services. But as I said, if we can raise beyond that minimum amount, then what we can do is reduce the mission costing for Manx Care. And I'm sure that's in everybody's interests to make this service as available as possible to anyone that might need the service.